Republic.com presents The Rundown, your daily market update in 5 minutes. My name is Zayd Admani, and today is Thursday, April 18th. In today's episode, we preview Netflix's earnings today and what the most important metric investors care about. No, it's not profits or revenue. Also, semiconductor stocks have been down the last few weeks. Will the earnings from TSMC change that? And stick around to the end of the show for a super relatable fun fact. All right, let's go. It's been a bad week for the stock market, all right? I'm not going to sugarcoat it. The S&P and NASDAQ were down again on Wednesday. In fact, the S&P and NASDAQ have been down every day this week. The S&P has been down for 4 days in a row, the longest losing streak since early January. So it's been a pretty bad start for Q2 for the stock market. In fact, the S&P is down more than 4% in April. The market could definitely use some help from strong corporate earnings to turn things around, especially from big tech stocks. And we're not going to have to wait too long because Netflix reports earnings today and Microsoft, Google, and Meta report earnings next week. So next week's going to be a big one. All right, let's run through some headlines. Let's start with Netflix earnings. Like I said, Netflix is reporting earnings today after the bell. So let's just do a little preview on what to expect in these earnings and dig into what really matters for investors. Two words, subscriber growth. Fun fact, the stock has dropped by an average of 18% during the past four times Netflix delivered disappointing subscriber numbers. That's according to FactSet. So while revenues and profits are important, the number of subscribers the company adds is what investors really seem to care about. And right now, the consensus estimate by Wall Street analysts is for Netflix to add 4.9 million global net subscribers. And the two main drivers of subscriber growth are paid sharing plans and the ad-supported tier. Paid sharing plans launched back in May of 2023. This was Netflix's response to shared passwords. I mean, shared passwords was a huge problem for Netflix. Netflix themselves revealed that they had over 100 million households that were using accounts that somebody else was paying for. I mean, I'm guilty as charged here, I'm not gonna lie. And it became even more urgent for Netflix after they saw subscribers loss back in 2022. So they started cracking down on password sharing last year, and that strategy seems to have worked. They've added 22 million paid subscribers in the second half of 2023. That is a record for that period. And one of the reasons for that is the launch of the paid sharing account. So if you've been sharing passwords with somebody, Netflix gave you the option to add an extra user for less than what it would cost them to just make their own account. And on top of that, Netflix launched an ad tier account, which they did back in November of 2022 in the US and 11 other countries. And according to the latest estimates, Netflix already has 23 million ad-supported subscribers as of January of this year. In fact, a few months ago, the company said 30% of new signups were for the ad tier. I mean, it's much cheaper than a normal Netflix account costing only $7 a month. It's become a good way for Netflix to reduce churn and add new subscribers. But it's still not a significant source of revenue yet. But that could change soon enough. We're actually going to interview Mark Mahaney, who is a tech analyst from Evercore ISI, on the Leading Indicator podcast tomorrow. Check the description to subscribe to that feed. He's been a top-rated tech analyst on Wall Street for over 20 years. So we're going to ask Mark about his thoughts on Netflix. If you have any questions that we should ask Mark, drop them in the Q&A portion of this episode. And we're going to be recapping Netflix's earnings in tomorrow's episode of The Rundown, so make sure you guys tune in. Let's shift gears and talk about Taiwan Semiconductors, also known as TSMC. They reported earnings this morning, and their revenues and profits beat expectations. Remember, TSMC is the manufacturer that physically makes the chips for NVIDIA, Apple, and other companies. The CEO of TSMC said that the company is seeing, quote, insatiable demand for chips used in artificial intelligence. TSMC expects AI chips to account for 10% of its revenues this year and 20% by 2028. Semiconductor stocks have been slumping a bit lately. Like, NVIDIA is down more than 10% from its all-time highs, and AMD is down more than 20%. Maybe this earnings from TSMC is going to get those stocks going again. Let's talk about some stocks making moves today. eBay is up almost 4% this morning after the stock was double upgraded by Morgan Stanley. Morgan Stanley raised their rating for eBay from underweight to overweight, citing a strategy shift by the e-commerce platform that favors a site-wide enhancement. And part of that enhancement is AI, of course. The analyst from Morgan Stanley thinks that these AI features will elevate eBay's capabilities. On the flip side, company not doing so good this morning, Tesla. Tesla's shares are down more than 2% this morning after getting hit with a downgrade from Deutsche Bank, which lowered its ratings from buy to hold. The analysts at Deutsche Bank are concerned about timing of the Model 2 rollout, which might be delayed beyond 2025. We've talked about Tesla a lot. They're dealing with a lot of challenges right now. Their deliveries are slumping. Demand seems to be drying up for EVs, and they're facing more competition in the US and China. So we'll see what happens with Tesla over the next few months. All right, let's wrap the show with a fun fact. And today's fun fact is so relatable. It's about super yacht sales. Super yacht sales were down 17% in 2023. Last year, only 203 super yachts were sold. Compare that to 245 in 2022. But I think 2001 was the peak of super yacht sales, where there was 313 super yachts sold that year. Now, one reason for the drop in sales is because the Russian buyers are dropping out of the market due to the conflict in Ukraine. And according to the data, Americans account for nearly 25% of all super yacht sales last year. So yeah, very relatable stuff. I bet we see a lot more sales in 2024. You know, with the market's up big this year and crypto making all-time highs as well. We'll keep a close eye on super yacht sales for you guys and let you know how things went at the end of this year. All right, guys. Well, that's all I got for you guys today. Hope you guys enjoyed that episode. By the way, we hit 1,000 five-star ratings on Spotify. So thank you to everybody that took the time to give us a five-star rating on Spotify. That really means a lot. And if you listen to this show on Apple Podcasts, please hit us with that five-star ratings on Apple. I think we're about to close in on 100 five-star ratings, so that would be awesome. Thank you guys again for listening. Shout out to Mike and Connor for all the work behind the scenes. We'll see you guys back here tomorrow.
This is The Rundown, your real-time resource for news, events, and trends in the markets. All views presented in this show reflect the opinions of the guests. You should not take any mention of a publicly traded security as recommendation to buy, sell, or hold that security. Rundown guests are not financial advisors and are not affiliated with Public Holdings or its subsidiaries. You should make your own financial and investment decisions or consult respective professionals. Learn more at public.com disclosures. In partnership with Zayed Admani, brokerage services for U.S.-listed, registered securities are offered by Open to the Public Investing Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.